Welcome to In It to Win It. This is Steve Barton, and thank you for tuning in. You can probably tell by my background, we're talking food inflation. I hope you're doing well. I'm feeling a little sore. I feel pretty good. I ran a 10K this morning. It was fun. I'm not in quite as good a shape as I was before, but it's just more motivation to do it and do the next one. Okay, food price inflation. No, duh. Do we think it's going to continue, stay the same, or go down and deflate? I'm betting that it's going to continue going up. Here is some of my basis for that. Number one, government response to the cervasis sickness was to interrupt a lot of supply chains, shut stuff down. That didn't help, and it's not continuing to help. The war in Ukraine makes a lot of wheat is in a lot of food, especially like processed food. I could see that inflating more. A lot of supply chain issues have been interrupted because of this war, not just for food, also energy, which helps in processing and moving. Another would be oil. The price of oil is going up and has been going up. Is it going to continue to go up at quite the same clip or go down? That's key there, because the cost to transport food is directly related to how much fuel it takes to do that, what the price of that fuel is, right? Even during COVID, we really didn't travel a whole lot less. I believe the numbers I saw were somewhere around 15 to 20% less. You would think it would be 50 when we had the lockdowns, but consumption really didn't drop a whole heck of a lot. So increased fuel prices, with oil prices high, that it's more for oil, it's more for gas, it's more for diesel, it's more for jet fuel. It costs more to move those. And the last one that's really interesting is fertilizer. A lot of these, with the sanctions, a lot of interruptions are happening between the fertilizer, not manufacturers, but where it's pulled out of the ground, you know, where you get the, you need nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, potash, to create fertilizers to produce higher yields out in the field. Without these higher yields, there's going to be a lot less food, and with less supply and the same or increasing demand, the world population is going up. So I believe the need for food supply is going to go up. Well, when you have less supply and more demand, price goes up. It's not rocket science. So I guess what I'm saying is I believe that it's more likely that food will be more expensive in the future than it is now. So how do we win from this? I would say, as a foundation, basic plan, same thing as your gold coins and silver coins, is build your foundation. Go to Costco. Get whatever you're going to need, kind of whatever you can buy in food that has a long expiration date. You don't want to go to Costco and buy 40 gallons of milk, because you and your family are not going to be able to drink that before it expires. However, dry rice, dry beans, canned goods, food that you're going to eat anyways, just get more of it, right? Here's an example. I don't eat rice, at least not at home. If I go to a restaurant, I might get some, but it makes me fat. I don't really care to cook it. I'm not going to buy it. You know, I'm not going to stockpile that because I will never eat it if it ever comes down to it, right? I do eat canned goods. I do eat a lot of dried beans. I like putting them in the pressure cooker and making my own. You know, foods that last a long time and have a long expiration date are likely going to cost more in the future than they do now. So double down, right? Coffee. I'm not going to stop drinking coffee. But in a vacuum sealed bag, it will stay good for a long time. over a year, right? So that builds your foundation, just like your physical metals. Then after that, you can actually kind of, you can leverage this with the stock market. You can, if you want to bet on food, you can place bets on food commodities. You could place bets on farmland. You could place bets on fertilizers. Okay. I'm not a financial advisor, and this is not financial advice. And personally, I'm going to mention a few companies here that are on my personal watch list, but do your own diligence and see if they work for you. I'm kind of hoping for a liquidity crisis, like the little devil on my shoulder is telling me I hope that happens, because I would love to get into these at a great discount. Nutrien is an interesting one. It spiked during the once the war invasion came up. Here, I'll just share my screen here with you. Okay, so Nutrien, this is an interesting one for fertilizer. This is just one, there's others like it. And that was the invasion of the war, or invasion of Ukraine on February 24th, and bam, now we've gone up 47%. They see that the investors see, the market sees and anticipates that there's going to be an issue in the summer with fertilizer, right? And this is a big fertilizer producer, okay? Maybe that's already priced in. I haven't done the math on any of these. I'm throwing darts at a dartboard right now. You take it or leave it. This is one way you could theoretically make money on food going up in price, right? Literally. Another one, here's an agricultural ETF, DBA. I've kind of been waiting for a technical entry into this thing and just been watching it go up, right? I have so many other stuff, it's not. But here's another one, Farmland Partners, right? So what they have in their little war chest here is 166,000 acres in 17 different states, spreading out your variance, unfortunately not spreading it out between countries, but spreading it out among the United States. 110 different farmers, 25 different crops, right? Gladstone Land, 127 farms, 10 different states. Again, not diversifying within separate countries, but, you know, look up others. You know, a quick Google search will tell you these. And these things are just absolutely screaming. A nice little liquidity crisis would probably bring this down to earth. And but that's the thing. When these go on bull runs, I mean, you guys saw the gold graphs on what happens during hyperinflation, you know, on commodity super cycles. Personally, on this one, I think I'm going to wait for it to come back down. But it, you know, let's contrast that here with Netflix. Okay, so just in November of last year, it was up around almost 700. Now it's down around 215. That's a 70% loss. Look at what Farmland Partners did in about the same time. We'll go to November of 2021. Instead of losing 70%, it went up by 25%, right? Let's look at RJI, commodity index. Okay, now this isn't always only food. Maybe I'm kind of getting into the weeds here. But my point is, you don't have to be in Tesla. You don't have to be in Facebook or Metaland. You don't have to be in those things, right? And we're entering an age, I believe, where we have to be an active investor and really, really paying attention to the markets. So, anyhow, I hope you guys got something out of that. Go to Costco, stock up. Can't hurt. You're going to eat it anyways. And if I'm wrong and prices of groceries don't go up, well, then you don't have to go shopping as often. It's a win-win. Alrighty, you guys have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.